The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On. Brent Severn.
When I think of Brent Severn, think of Thor and whatever that actor's name, Liam Neeson or whatever his name is.
Analytics.
He's at the best point per 60. He's a top 10 point per 60 out there. You won't believe what his numbers are.
White sauces.
I don't like white sauce on anything. I can't think, imagine the last time I put something white sauce on my pasta. No white sauces. I don't like to dip in white sauce.
Speaking.
When I get passionate about things, my words always don't come out the way I want them to. And that's when Connor's just sitting back there, just recording everything.
Here is Struds On.
2 hour, sub 2 hour marathon. So I've been kind of following this story for a while. And if you didn't know it, this weekend, Kenyan runner, and I'm going to just destroy this name. I've been trying to practice, but it's awful. Eliud Kipchoge. He completed a marathon in under 2 hours. So basically his time was 1 hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds. Now that sounds amazing and it is amazing, but the board that watches for world records isn't going to honor this one for a few reasons. One, there was pace runners
who would
join in over different times. They did in a track, I believe it was in Austria, but they only did like 6 miles of the track and he kept doing that because it was flat. They did it at a time of year when it was going to be the right temperature. So it would be peak condition for him. It also did it so that there'd be, I think it was low as they could to the, ocean level. So again, he'd have as much oxygen as possible. So he is the first person to ever run 26.2 miles in under 2 hours, but it won't, like I said, it won't count as a world record. The pace setters helped out. There's also a pace car that used lasers to show how fast he had to run and also where to run on the road. So there's a lot of advantages he had, but still the idea that a human being could run a marathon in under 2 hours is mind boggling. Just to give you an idea, his pace per mile was 4 minutes, 34 seconds. Greg's, it's ridiculous. So I really have, this isn't really a traditional Struds On. I think it's just an awareness of what the human body can do. Now this guy's won a marathon, Olympic gold medal before. And I think that we will in the next several years see someone complete a marathon in that time without this kind of like propped up help.
Well, because you know what they did, right? So they scouted out that 6 mile circuit along the Danube River. But did you see when they had the car, it was in front of the runners.
Yeah.
It had a laser in front of them to show the correct path to be running on. So every corner you were taking the fastest possible route every time. Right. Which is great. Don't get me wrong. Right. And the other thing was the pace setters were basically a murderer's row of Olympians. Yeah. Right. So seven ran at a time at the wind blocking formation devised by experts of aerodynamics. Yeah. So like at first I was like, oh, my goodness. But the minute I saw the replay, I was like, well, why is there the team of all black jerseys right behind him? And then I waited and I read into it. I was like, OK, like it's good, but it's not really good.
Well, he did it last year in Italy, and there was three of them, I believe. I think started three of them last year, and only is one that finished, and he was over 25 seconds.
Yeah, so it's close, but it's still different. Like I get that you're only cutting off 30 seconds or whatever, but to go, and the thing is, like, I understand that we're all about numbers. Like, trust me, I'm a stats guy. You're all about the number, like 120 minutes, 2 hours, right? Like I see that whole thing. And if it's 120 minutes and 15 seconds, it's not the same. Like they're looking to break that barrier. So I get it being the goal. But once I read up on this one, I was kind of like, oh, well, it's a little, well, not a little, it's quite misleading.
It is, but they were very honest. They were trying to hide it. But you know, his best time, I believe, is 1 minute and 40 seconds over top of this time on his own. Like the Berlin Marathon, I did 1 minute, 39 seconds over this time. So I think that we will see it, but that minute 39 is a lot to shave off on 26 miles, 26.2. But I look for, and then the conditions won't be as good, right? Because you're going to have to see some hills.
Sure.
The oxygen content might be a little higher. The weather might not be as perfect. So I don't know when we'll see someone do it pure, but the fact that we saw someone do it cheat, I don't like to use the word cheating, but with some,
it's like a wind-aided 100-meter record. Yeah. That's all it is.
And it does, right. And that's a good way of putting it, Greg. So, you know, when will we see someone break it for real? I mean, I'm not a running expert, but I think we will see someone do it. And just, it's mind-blowing to think someone could do it that quick. I woke up, I think it was Sunday morning I woke up and I saw that. I was just blown away when I saw this. And the reaction on social media was just really, really positive.
Yeah, the guy's still got to run. Like, don't get me wrong. You have all the benefits there, but you're still running it.
Oh, man, I couldn't imagine.
So I guess what they could do is maybe on a, now I've seen on a marathon track where they will have a line painted sometimes for people to say, hey, here's the path, A, just to follow it, because some people come from all over the world to run a course. But I'm like, why wouldn't you do that on every track and see if the people can run the fastest one? Like, when you're running 100 meter, it's pretty obvious what the fastest way to the finish line is in a straight line right down the pipe, right? So we get all that. So I don't know if that part would necessarily be different, but it was the wind aid, which is no different than when you talk the Tour de France, when you have all your teammates in front of the guy,
right?
There's it makes a clear difference.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever ridden a bike and you're in the peloton and you get to go right in the middle, you're like, holy cow, I'm barely even cycling and I'm going the same distance.
No, I've actually said for sure for the Tour, or not for sure, it'd be interesting to do it in France where there's no teammates.
Yes.
And you are only able to maybe, you know, especially on the hills, drag people up. I think it'd be pretty hard to monitor and catch, but I think it'd be worth trying.
It would be fantastic. Then you could really see, all right, who's the best of the best, all on their own, woman versus woman, man versus man, let's do it.
And that'd
be
great. Very tough.
Be a lot of fun.